Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is your host, Jack Lewis, and this here's my second episode of my Bluegrass and Old Time Music Radio Show, and you're listening to the Oriskany Strings live at the Rex Theater in Galax, Virginia, playing Rocky Top. To get the audience on their feet. Now, if you listened in on my first episode, then you know I tried my best to tell you how and why old-time music differs from bluegrass music. If you missed that first episode, then don't fret, because all you have to do is get on my website at radio.serverstation.com. Remember, don't use those double U's in your browser. Once you're there, just click that podcast button. You'll find a link where you can download the first episode and listen to it on your computer or your MP3 player. And let me tell you, others have had some kind words to say about my first show, and a lot of my friends couldn't stop laughing. And my new friend, Pam Allen, who lives all the way up there in Franklin County, Massachusetts, emailed me and said she wrote an article about my show. And it sure was nice. So I want to thank Pam right here on my radio show. And I want to invite you to take a peek at her very interesting website at oldtimemusic.typepad.com. It's spelled oldtimemusic.typepad.com. Don't use those three W's. Okay, so now that you know something about the differences between old time and bluegrass music, I thought you might like to visit one of those places where you can hear live old time and bluegrass music played every Friday night. So we're gonna travel this hour to southwestern Virginia, to the little town of Galax, the world capital of old time mountain music. It's just about 8 p.m. on Friday night, and we're gonna listen in on a Blue Ridge Backroads live radio show as it's being broadcast live on WBRF 98.1 FM from the very heart of Galax. Come on inside, take a seat in this beautifully restored old theater. And now, quiet, please.
The Rex Theater on stage for tonight's opening introductions, the Oriskany Strings featured tonight. Let's go to the Rex Theater for tonight's Blue Ridge Backroads live show.
Thank you, Jay. We appreciate what you do at the radio station and bringing all the great bluegrass and old time and mountain music out to the folks. These folks here on the stage this evening have made quite a travel, and they're from up around Botetourt County in a little bitty village. And I say a little bitty. I like that word, little bitty. Anybody else like that word? Little bitty. In a village by the name of Oriskany. Now, I don't know. I was just telling someone a little while ago. I don't know if there's a wine valley there or not. But it just sounds like a wine valley to me. Not a wino in the valley, but a wine valley. But they're traveling here this evening, and they're going to entertain us for the next 2 hours with some fantastic old-time music. And I think we'll just get it started right now by giving them a good start. Sometimes you need a push. Let's push them hard with our hands. Put them together and give them a hand for being here this evening. The Oriskany Strings.
I heard some clapping out there, and we are the Oriskany Strings. We are mighty glad to be with you all this evening. And coming here to the Rex Theater, what a great honor. I saw on the way in this evening a lot of pictures up on the wall, and I think we're in pretty good company to be on this stage tonight. We appreciate being here, and we appreciate y'all being here and listening to us tonight. As Derek was saying, we do come from a small village, can't even really call it a town. It's a church and a post office and a few houses. It's Oriskany. It's tucked away in a little corner of Botetourt County, up about 35, 40 miles north and a little west of Roanoke. We're up in a corner of the county. The county forgets about us, especially when it snows, but they remember us real fine at tax time, so they don't have any problem with that. It's a small town. The area originally was farming. It started out as a farming community back many, many, many years ago. Then in the late 1800s, during the Civil War, they discovered that they could get some iron ore out of the mountains. They did that. Oriskany was the railhead for the mining town of Lignite. In the years past, the mines have gone away. The railroad finally pulled up its tracks in 1950s. But the town has managed to survive, and we'd like to take you guys on a tour this evening back to what Oriskany used to be like, what your home used to be like if you lived in that kind of an environment. It's a real thrill to be on the radio tonight. I don't know about any of you. The last time I was on the radio, my daddy set me on top of that big console job in the living room so I could listen to the Lone Ranger. So our next song is about our home, about your home. Our good friend James Christian wrote this song, and this is one of the first times it's ever been performed. So it's kind of a privilege tonight to do it for y'all. Thank you.
Well, that's what you would have heard at 8 p.m. on Friday, January 7th of this year, had you walked into the Rex Theater in Galax, Virginia. Now, if you're on the Internet listening to my show, then you might want to point your browser to the Rex Theater website while I tell you a little bit about this wonderful place. The theater's address is www.rextheatergalax.com. Rex Theater Galax is one word and spelled R-E-X-T-H-E-A-T-E-R-G-A-L-A-X. So that's www.rextheatergalax.com. Now the first thing I want you to notice is the photo of the theater's beautiful marquee at night. This historic theater was built in 1939 and was renovated by the town folks who loved the theater and old-time music. They just didn't want to see the theater torn down, and I applaud them and their efforts at restoring this historic structure. The theater was adopted by WBRF 98.1 FM radio station in 1999, and they sponsor every Friday night the now world-famous Blue Ridge Backroads live radio show. Now look at that Crooked Road logo just below the left navigation buttons. That signifies that the Rex Theater is a destination stop on Virginia's Heritage Music Trail. That's a real live road that takes visitors to all places where bluegrass and modern-day country music all got started. Okay, well, we'll get back to the Rex website, but now let's take our seats again and listen in on the Jugbusters performing at the Rex Theater Live.
So as we get started with the music this evening, we welcome you to the Rex. We welcome you to 98.1 FM. And we'll turn it over right now with a big round of applause to the Jugbusters.
That's right. We are the Jugmasters, bringing you some fine old-time music this evening. We hope you like it. And we want to say hi to all the listeners and our friends and neighbors out there on WBRF this evening. Next tune we're going to do, Word Man Blues. To hear this lovely audience out here. Looks like it's just about filling up. Let's keep it rocking now. We're going to do a little Mississippi Sawyer. Come on up here, John Hilton.
they a great old-time band? If you would like to purchase a CD of the Jug Busters' entire Rex Theater performance or any of the other artists you hear on this show, then go to my homepage where you can find a link to their website or to their online selling page. What makes the Rex Theater a very special place to visit is it's run almost entirely by friendly volunteers, like Debbie Robinson, who schedules all the bands, Derek Davis, who is the master of ceremonies each Friday night, Stu Shank, who handles all the sound equipment, and Ann Boyer and Joanne Griffith, who handles the concession stands and helps the performing bands. And that's just a few of the many volunteers that make this a fun place to enjoy old-time mountain music. On the Rex Theater website, there's a slideshow of the interior of the theater. Just click on the band info button. On the upper right, there's a text link labeled Theater Slideshow. Click that link and view the slides while you listen to the bluegrass group Heather Berry and Virginia Carolina performing live at the Rex Theater in Galax, Virginia.
Let's go to the stage for the opening introductions. And from the Rex Theater, here is Blue Ridge Country's Derek Davis.
Thank you, Jay. And we are live here at the Rex Theater. We are week in and week out, and we're glad to have all of you here for this special program this evening. Thank you for coming. And without further ado, we'll begin the show with a big round of applause and a thank you to the band this evening, Heather Berry and the Virginia Carolina Band.
We're going to try y'all's song right now that was originally done by the legendary Mr. Charlie Waller and the country gentleman. Charlie was a very dear person, and he's definitely going to be very missed in the world of bluegrass. I don't think there's ever been one before him that could sing like him, and I don't think there will ever be another Charlie Waller. So we're going to try this song and do it in memory of him, and this is one called The Waltz of the Angels.
There must be a power much higher than I, a writer of love songs way up in the sky, the maker of rose.
What a sweet sound. Heather is one of my favorite female vocalists, and Virginia Carolina sure do play pretty. Most of the bands that play at the Rex Theater help support it by donating their concerts so visitors can enjoy the show for free. But there is a donation box in the lobby. and many visitors make a donation that helps with the upkeep of the theater. And the audience helps out the bands by buying their CDs. And that reminds me, please help the band you are listening to by getting on my website and buying their CDs. Now let's go back to the Rex Theater for one more live performance by a band that came all the way from West Virginia to play at the Rex Theater, Rush Hour Bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to the Rex Theater, another edition of the Blue Ridge Backroads Live at the Rex from downtown Galax. We are delighted to have another wonderful evening of music to provide for you this evening, and we hope that you will enjoy it. And we'll get started without further ado, and we'll ask you to start it out like we do just about every show, starting it out the right way, getting these folks acquainted and ready to be at the Rex Theater. Put your hands together, please, for Rush Hour Bluegrass.
Memories of my childhood song. Thank you all. Thank you so much. It's so nice to be over here at the Ricks Theater tonight in Galax, Virginia. That first song we played was a song that I wrote, and that second song we played was an old standard song.
And, by Tony Rice.
Populated by Tony Rice. We're here to pick for you for a little while, an hour or two, if you don't run us off before that. Laugh here.
Yeah, laugh here. We need to put up a sign, that's right.
We're going to play another one for you. It's an instrumental for you. How about the Blackberry Blossom?
Well, that about ends up my show. I sure do appreciate you listening, and I sure hope you will visit my website and check out the bands you've just heard. I have links there where you can buy their CDs, and I can guarantee you that they sure would appreciate if you bought one of their CDs. It would make them feel real good and keep them creating that pretty music. And don't forget to send me an email and let me know what you think of my radio show and what you think about these bands. We sure would appreciate it. My website address, once again, is radio.serberstation.com. And Server Station is spelled SURBERSTATION. So until next time, this is Jack Lewis of Old Server Station Radio, wishing you the very best.